Kenneth Moore and Michael Kitchen in Chicken on the Road by Bob Wilson.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Brownlow.
Oh, and I'll settle my account while I'm here.
Certainly, Mr. Brownlow. Would you like to come into the office? Alan, see to Mr. Brownlow's car. 4-star. Check the oil and water and give the windows a good clean. Filthy weather we've been having, Mr. Brownlow. Diabolical.
Yes.
Brent, Bristol, Broomfield. Here we are, Brownlow. £68.40. Going away, Mr. Brownlow?
Why?
Well, you don't usually settle your account till the end of the month.
Does it matter?
Oh, no, Mr. Brownlow, doesn't matter at all. Going away for the weekend, I expect.
Yes.
Mrs. Brownlow not going?
No.
Well, not poorly, I hope.
No. Business. It's a business trip.
Oh, thanks. Oh, business. Manchester again, is it, Mr. Brownlow?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, she's better off staying where she is. Not the place I'd choose to go for a wet weekend. I was reading the other day, they have more rain in Manchester than anywhere else in Britain. It makes you wonder why they built it there in the first place, doesn't it? I said to Mavis...
Who's that by my car?
Pardon?
That youth. By my car.
That's Alan, Mr. Brownlow. He's cleaning the windscreen. Isn't that all right?
Yes. Yes, of course. He reminded me of somebody, that's all.
He doesn't work for me. Well, not regular. Helps out in the holidays. Saving up to get married, I believe. Nice lad. Maybe, says he's...
I am in rather a hurry.
Well, it looks like he's finished now, Mr. Brownlow.
Good, thanks.
Mr. Brownlow, your receipt. Thank you very much, Mr. Brownlow. Have a good journey.
Is this your car, sir?
Yes. It is. Why?
Where are you going? I thought you might like to give me a lift.
I'm in rather a hurry.
Are you going to the motorway?
Yes.
The north? Scotland?
Yes.
Kirkbarton?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to Kirkbarton.
That's perfect. Shall I get in? Oh, there's somebody behind you.
Yes, all right.
Thanks.
Get in. Put your bag in the boot. Unlocked.
No bag, sir. Just me. I don't carry any baggage.
You're very lucky.
I know. Pretty awful, isn't it?
What?
The traffic.
Oh, Friday night. Weekend travellers.
Going home to good old mum and dad. Hot cocoa and clean underpants, eh?
What are you studying?
Well, at this moment, I'm studying... You.
What do you mean?
Do you like students?
Well, it depends.
You don't think they're all parasites?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, they stopped you in the street with a hat, Michael Carruthers reading Greek at Trinity, spare a copper for the train fare to Carlisle, Gov. I mean, you'd cough up.
No, of course not.
But you don't mind giving me a lift.
I didn't have much choice, did I?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realise.
Oh, it's all right. I don't mind. You caught me unawares, that's all.
I'd hate to impose myself on somebody who didn't want
my
company.
I don't mind.
Well, I'm glad we sorted that out. Do you mind if I smoke?
No.
You want one?
No, not now, thank you.
Try to give it up. Gave up, giving up, if you see what I mean. If you're going to kill yourself, you might as well enjoy it.
I read something on the back of a matchbox the other day. Now, what was it? Oh, yes. Death is nature's way of telling you to slow down.
Very good. Like that.
I didn't think it was very funny.
How far away is it?
Pardon?
Kirkbarton.
I don't know.
About... 347 miles.
I don't know about that, yes.
A long way?
Yes.
Then we're going to get to know each other pretty well, aren't we? Hey, you've got a radio. Can I switch it on?
I'd rather you didn't.
Why not? Don't you like the radio?
Yes, but...
Well, the archers will be on.
No.
I thought you might like a bit of light entertainment.
Not the archers.
No, too light, huh? You prefer something with a bit more meat. Real-life drama, the heavy stuff.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Are you an actor?
Yeah. Why more? Why do you ask?
I just wondered. I thought you might be the dramatic type.
Well, yes, since you ask, I have done some acting.
But not anymore?
No, I direct.
How splendid.
Oh, it's nothing grand. It's just the local drama society. Village hall performances.
Kitchen sink drama?
Sometimes.
It's even better. Or worse, depending on how you look at it.
What do you mean?
Well, you still have to carry all the responsibilities, don't you? All the worries. The actors just play a part. You have to carry the burden of the whole show.
Yes, that's true enough.
A thankless task. Trying to get people to do what you want, how you want, when you want, it's not easy. It calls for a lot of tact.
Yes. The script's the important thing. You have to follow the script.
Well, of course.
The thing is, people always tend to want to make their own interpretation.
The wrong interpretation?
More often than not. That's the root of the problem. To act well, I mean to really be convincing, you've got to get right inside the part. Adopt the total personality. Get lost in it. It's not just a question of understanding someone else's point of view. You've got to feel it. It's no good just saying the words.
Not easy being the man in the driving seat.
No.
Can't get a decent play out of a rotten cast.
We did Romeo and Juliet at the town hall.
Good?
Oh, good. It was awful. The scenery had to be seen to be believed. Juliet's balcony was held together with masking tape. And the acting.
Bad?
Oh, they tried hard. But we're not the Royal Shakespeare Company.
They overact.
To be honest, yes.
Interpret the script wrongly.
Sometimes.
Amateur hams.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Unconvincing, insincere.
No.
Act without thinking, don't mean what they say, make you look a laughing stock.
No, I didn't say that. Elsa was...
good, wasn't she?
Yes. She was very good.
You've got an eye for talent, then.
Would you mind closing the window now?
Well, it's closed.
I thought I felt a draught.
You probably did. You ignored me.
What do you mean?
Back there on the road, before the garage, you drove straight past me.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
I know. If I was the Minister of Transport, I'd be very concerned about the number of blind people driving motor cars nowadays. You can stand on the side of the road for an hour and a half, and you know you might as well be invisible.
Well, the thing is,
they look
driving...
straight at you, but they don't see a thing. Their eyes go clean through you. I do like people to acknowledge my presence. It's almost as if they were transfixed by some image on the far horizon. Either that, or they become suddenly fascinated by their speedometer or their rear-view mirror. Look, you turn left here.
I know.
You nearly missed it.
Why do people hitchhike if it makes them feel so bitter?
Bitter? Why, it doesn't make me feel bitter. It amuses me.
It what?
It amuses me to see the power I have over the poor, misguided sods who think they're doing me a favour.
Hey, now, that's a bit...
Listen, do you know why people pick me up? Christian atonement? The Good Samaritan syndrome? No chance. The desire for company, perhaps? Not that either. Most cars have radios, and what better company on a long journey than Jimmy Young? I mean, you can switch him off. Now, I'll tell you why people pick me up. They want me to give them a lift. They expect me to pay for the ride by being a good listener. They want me to say the right things, make the appropriate noises. They want unthinking approval, a captive audience, somebody who will feel obliged to be impressed. Now, not you, of course. I bullied you into it.
Oh, not really.
Oh, come on.
I would have offered.
No, but you didn't see me.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you would have.
Yes.
But you were concentrating on your driving.
Yes. Look, I'm sorry, but... why the hell should I apologize to you? You ought to be damn grateful that I did stop.
Oh, I am. No, I am. I'm exceedingly grateful. Please don't get the wrong impression. I wasn't being personal. I was merely trying to make conversation. No, honestly, I am grateful. Really, really, really grateful.
All right, all right. My son hitchhikes.
Oh, yeah?
In fact, I used to hitchhike myself when I was a student.
So you know what it's like?
Yes, I do.
Was it different in those days?
Well, there weren't any motorways for a start, in England anyway. They had them on the continent, of course, autobahns. I hitchhiked all round Europe on my own. I was only 19.
It must have been very lonely.
Yes. I was going with a friend, but he let me down at the last moment.
Chickened out?
Pardon?
No, chickened out. Let you down.
Yes. I can't remember why. I remember standing on the same stretch of road between Amiens and Paris, a long grey road of wet cobbles, with poplar trees stretching off into the flat distance. I'd never been in France before. It was a foreign country. The cars were unfamiliar, unfriendly. I stood on that roadside for 28 hours. 28 hours before I got a lift. It wasn't as if there was no traffic. They just ignored me. I wanted to explain.
You wanted to explain what?
Well, I only wanted a lift. I wasn't going to hit them on the head or rob them or anything like that. I didn't like being misunderstood.
But somebody stopped eventually.
Yes, a doctor. He took me to the outskirts of Paris. I stayed with his family for 2 days. They were very kind. I wrote to them when I got back to England.
To thank them?
Yes, to the daughter, Claire. She was a student, too, about my age. Oh, we had a lot of things in common. She was studying medicine. She came to England to do some research. I was living in London at the time, and we met up again. I knew London pretty well. It was a lovely summer. She asked me to show her the sights. That's all it was at first. After a while, we just got used to the idea of being together. I proposed to her on London Bridge.
And lived happily ever after.
Mm. Sounds romantic, doesn't it?
And that's why you picked me up.
What do you mean?
Because you knew what it was like.
Yes.
Well, there we are, then. The motorway. M6 in the north. You see, I was right. We should have turned left.
We did.
Well, then we were both right, weren't we? M6 and the north. No turning back now. Friday night. Motorway madness. I don't know where they're all going. They all seem to be eager to get there, don't they? They all seem to have somewhere to go. If you stop them, I wonder what they'd say.
I'm going to visit my aunt.
Oh, yeah?
In Kirkbarton.
She's an accommodating lady.
Yes. Why?
I just wondered.
You need somewhere to stay?
I don't know yet.
That's where you're going.
Kirkbarton, you said, didn't you?
Yes, but...
Well, Kirkbarton it is, then.
That's actually where you want to go. You don't want me to drop you off somewhere along the way.
Do you think you could?
Well, yes, of course.
But you won't.
What do you mean? Why not?
You have things to do.
Not really.
It'd spoil your plans.
I don't mind.
Put people out.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. No, not really. It'll be late when we get there.
I'll be all right.
What will you do?
I told you I'm all right. Forget about me. I'm fine. All right?
You've got somewhere to stay?
Look, I don't need anywhere to stay. I don't need anybody. I belong here. Wherever I am, right here. It's a very nice car.
Yes.
Very expensive car. Not a tradesman's car, not a representative's car. A director's car.
No, not a director.
You said you were.
No, a manager, personnel.
Yeah, you direct the dramas and manage the personnel.
Oh, yes.
A big company. An important concern.
Amalgamated Alloys.
I thought they all were.
What?
Amalgamated.
I'm sorry?
Joke. Alloys, different metals, amalgamated. Get it?
Oh, yes, very good.
Is it yours?
What?
The car.
Yes, of course it is.
Well, it's not a company car.
Well, no. Yes, I suppose you could say that it does basically belong to the company.
But you are the personnel manager.
Yes.
A pretty important person.
Oh, not really.
Oh, come on now. Modesty doesn't suit you. It's an important company. The company can't manage without personnel. You are the personnel manager. That makes you an important person. You're an important person, so they let you have a car.
Yes, I suppose.
To use whenever you like.
Yes.
It basically belongs to the company, but because you can use it whenever you like, you say it's your car.
If you want to put it that way, yes.
Supposing I said it was my car?
Well, I'd say on what grounds?
Well, on the grounds that I'm using it to visit your auntie in Kirkbarton.
But you don't know where she lives.
Oh, yes, I do.
You can't.
Why not?
Because I haven't...
I haven't what? Well, have you got the logbook for this car?
Yes. And the MOT certificate, and the insurance certificate, and a valid driving license. Does that satisfy you?
So it's your responsibility?
Yes.
Not the company?
Yes.
You mean no?
Yes. I mean, no. What the hell's going on? Who do you think you're talking to, cross-examining me? It's not a trial. What the hell do you think gives you the right to be so damn nosy?
I'm no right. No right whatsoever. You're right. It's not a trial. I'm sorry. I forgot. I just wondered who owned the car, that's all. I thought it was important. Of course it isn't. Terribly sorry, I forgot. When a gentleman gives you a lift in his company car, you should just get in and shut up, right? If he's driving a damn car, then it's his. He's responsible for it. If he's kind enough to stop, you should just get in, shut up, and be grateful. I'm sorry, I forgot the rules. I ask too many questions. That's my trouble. Well, it's not just that. It's the way I ask them. Take no notice. I've got an unfortunate manner. That's what my Auntie Jean always used to say. Derek, she says, you've got a very unfortunate manner. You act particularly... Now, look out! You're fooling him. He got killed. You killed somebody driving like that. You should look in your mirror.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's no good being sorry. It's too late being sorry. All right. Sorry. I forgot myself. Your wife's French?
Yes.
It's funny that, isn't it?
What?
Well, that you should meet your wife hitchhiking, a chance encounter, and it should lead to all this.
All what?
Car, house, mortgage, job, insurance, involvement, kids.
Oh, they're nearly grown up. They can take care of themselves.
Oh, I'm sure they can. Kids are very resilient nowadays.
They're not kids anymore.
No, they'll understand. They understand more than you give them credit for. I like kids. I think it comes of having been one myself, you know.
How old are you?
No, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wouldn't it be great to be young again? I mean, look at him. 19, free to come and go as he pleases, no commitments, no responsibilities. You see, if this car broke down in 5 minutes' time, I could be on the road again within the hour. You'd be stuck with it. Well, it's great to own a car when it's running okay, but as soon as something goes wrong, oh, brother, you'd be walking to telephones, hanging around garages, counting the cost, waiting for the bill. I mean, if that's what it's all about, no thank you. He who rides Jaguar can never dismount.
Would you really do that? Just walk off and leave me?
Certainly. It's not my car.
But wouldn't you feel any obligation?
Well, you weren't obliged to pick me up, were you?
No, I know.
Well, then we'd be quits, wouldn't we?
No, it's not the same. You're just using words.
You mean excuses?
Yes.
Well, what's wrong with that? Everybody makes excuses. If you weren't allowed to make excuses, you'd never be able to live with yourself.
There's no excuse for unreasonable behaviour.
And that is your reason for saying my behaviour is inexcusable? Would you say that you were a reasonable man?
Certainly.
You act, think, behave, even your mistakes. Are they reasonable?
Well, I
do. I'll tell you something. Inside every reasonable man, there is a little voice telling him that he's an indecisive coward. Isn't that so? Now, what do you say to that?
I refuse to answer.
Why?
It's an impertinent question.
All I want is a pertinent answer.
You think you're so clever, don't you?
Meaning that I ought to give a little more respect to someone who is older and wiser.
I didn't say anything about being old and wise.
And very wise, too. Mustn't commit yourself.
Now, listen, here, wait.
Cigarette?
I don't smoke.
Neither do I.
You just did.
Oh, I've given up again.
Are you always so devious?
Devious? Me? No. If I don't want to admit to something, I don't. Simple as that.
Oh, you're impossible.
Oh, no. I'm possible. Certainly probable. Indeed, almost certain. In fact, I am.
What?
A fact. My existence is a fact. And being a reasonable man, I would have thought that you'd have paid more attention to the facts.
What facts?
The facts that I am acquainting you with. The facts of your life. It began quite well, I imagine, compared with most. A nice house, a nice neighbourhood. Not rich, but certainly not poor. A loving mother, perhaps too loving. She spoilt you. Everything was so simple. Dreams were just dreams, and life was clothed in happy theories. And then one morning, you woke up in a small bedsitter in Hampstead, and there, staring at you through the cracks in the bland white ceiling in letters too large to ignore, was the awesome realization, today, you must be a man. The day was waiting, but for the first time in your life, you didn't want to get up. Is that what it was like? Is that what happened?
No.
What was it like then?
I can't remember.
Maybe it didn't happen.
Look, this sort of talk is getting us nowhere. It's a waste of time. I've had enough of it.
The time is yours for the wasting. And it is getting us somewhere. According to that last sign, it's getting us to Carlisle, Kirkbarton, and the North. Do you always chicken out when you're losing?
Losing what?
The argument.
I wasn't aware that we were arguing.
So speaks the reasonable man. I use the term man loosely, of course, seeing as the fact of your manhood has yet to be established.
No, listen, I don't.
I know. Look, you think that I'm an unreasonable, ungrateful, arrogant, self-centred parasite.
That's not what I was going to say.
But that's what you were thinking, wasn't it? Come on, admit it. That's your true opinion.
No.
Then what were you thinking?
I don't know.
You seem to be a person of singularly few opinions.
I'm not.
No, I don't feel bad about it. That's the prerogative of the reasonable man.
I'm not...
What?
Prepared to continue this examination.
Do you want the radio on?
No.
Sure?
Yes.
Make your mind up. Well? Look, don't take things so personally. All I'm saying is that you're the sort of person who can appreciate both sides of the argument. You weigh up the pros and cons, balance the ifs and buts. You see the situation from both points of view. Now, that's not a bad thing, surely, is it?
It depends.
Do you agree or not?
Yes, I suppose I...
Caught you. You have expressed an opinion. You are now of the opinion that you don't have any. Then what?
What do you mean, then what?
What do you do? I mean, when you've listened to both sides, weighed up the pros and cons, balanced the ifs and buts, then what?
Look, I don't want the radio on. I've just told you, I just want some peace.
And here's me, prattling away, 10 to the dozen, interrupting your concentration. I'm sorry, I mean, you go right ahead, sort it all out. I'll have a little snooze. What time is it?
8:30.
Well then, I shall have an early evening nap. Why don't you have one too? A nice, long, peaceful sleep is what you need. God, but I'm forgetting. You can't. You're the driver, the man at the wheel. No rest for the man at the wheel. Oh, God. What time is it?
10:25.
Oh, it's getting on. Aren't you tired?
No, I'm all right.
You don't look it.
I'm all right.
You want the radio on?
No, thank you.
No, I don't mind. I could twiddle a knob, press a few buttons, might find a good play. You never know. It could keep you awake.
I'm not tired.
I'll talk to you then.
You needn't bother.
Oh, it's no trouble. Do you good. What you been thinking about all this time?
Nothing.
Very wise. Very wise. But not very easy. Nothing is a hard thing to think about. Considerable problem. Especially when the thing you are trying not to consider is your lack of consideration. No wonder you're tired. I don't know why you bother with it. It doesn't matter anymore. You're going to Kirk Barton. You know that, don't you?
What doesn't matter?
What people will think. I mean, all you have to do is follow the directions. Conviction doesn't come into it. It's the act that counts. Oh, the truth will come out, but you won't have to worry about that. Truth is merely a matter of opinion. And seeing as you are a man of few, if any, opinions, you can reasonably be excused for not bothering with it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Elsa.
What?
Oh, that's your wife's name, isn't it?
No.
I'll put the radio on.
Leave it alone.
Why?
How did you know about
the radio? I've got an ear for these things. At the flick of a switch and a small movement of the dial, let's see what we can find. This radio is full of foreigners. They're all French. Do you understand French? Your wife's French, isn't she? Do you speak the same language?
Will you please listen to me? I fixed it so that I can move your...
An English voice. Sounds like a play.
Around 3 o'clock. Can you manage that?
What about Claire?
Oh, don't you worry your pretty little head about Claire. I told her I'm going to a conference in Manchester.
And she believed it?
She trusts me.
And you don't mind?
What?
Well, telling her lies and having to make up stories and having to hide in corners.
I don't like it. But it has to be that way, doesn't it?
Why?
Would you rather she found out?
Yes, yes, I would.
Why? You can't be serious.
Listen, Derek, I'm not coming. I've had enough of dirty weekends.
It's not going to be a dirty weekend.
For you, it isn't. For you, it's a romantic interlude. A convenient arrangement. But what about me? How do you think I feel?
Look, I didn't know things would turn out like this, did I? Hmm? I didn't plan it. You don't decide to fall in love. just happens.
You do love me, don't
you? Yes, yes, of course.
But what about Claire?
What she doesn't know about can't hurt her.
Do you love her?
I used to think so.
Why can't we go away together? For good?
It's not as easy as that. Now, would you like something to eat? They do a very good scampi.
No, I'm not hungry.
Oh, you're not dieting.
Oh, for God's sake.
Sir, is something the matter?
I love you. I can't live without you, don't you understand?
I know that. I love you too. Honestly, I do. But there's no point in getting emotional about it now, is there? Here, come on, dry your eyes. This will go. You're tired, that's all. We'll have a lovely weekend. Just you and me, just you see. You love Scotland, I know it. I booked us into this little hotel right by the lock. You can see it through the window. We'll have a whole weekend together. Just us.
A whole weekend?
What more do you want? Elsa?
She's tried. She's gone online.
Switch it off.
I want to hear what happened.
I said switch it off.
All right, all right. Did you hear? She forgot her lines. God, you've gone all white.
I'm all right.
You're probably just tired. What did you think of that play?
I don't want to talk about it.
It certainly wasn't the Royal Shakespeare Company, was it? She forgot her lines.
Will you shut up?
You're getting really edgy. I think you're tired. It's all this driving. A little rest is what you need. Look, there's a service station in 3 miles. Pull him. We can get something to eat.
I'm not hungry.
Well, a cup of tea, then. That's all you need. A nice cup of tea.
I told you. I'm not stopping.
Your change, sir.
Pardon?
Don't forget your change.
Oh, thank you.
There's a season.
Well, here we are, then. Halfway to nowhere. You feel better for the rest?
Yes, a lot better.
Funny places, motorway cafes. Out there on the road, it's all speed. But in here, time stands still. An oasis in the night. Doesn't seem real.
Fluorescent lighting.
And the plastic.
Everlasting plastic. Endless servings of breakfast, dinner, tea, supper. Beans, bacon and cake. Everlasting life. A 24-hour service.
Look at him over there, with the red face and the pork pie hat.
I like it here. So many people, yet strangely calm.
It's the lighting. Reduces everybody to the same level.
Yes, I suppose so.
You're never alone among strangers.
Anybody's seat, mate?
Pardon?
He wants to sit down.
Help yourself.
Oh, it's a nasty night, isn't it?
Yes.
She's pretty.
Who?
Over there in the blue coat next to the pillar.
Filthy bloody weather. I'll be glad to get back home.
Do you fancy her?
Not now.
Could you pass me the salt? Char.
Pepper?
No, thanks. I don't like the stuff.
You know, you're not a bad-looking bloke.
Thank you. I do have some good points, then.
Some mad buggers on the road, eh?
Yes, it's very crowded.
You're likeable enough. You get on pretty well with most people, I reckon.
Weekend drivers. Once they get there on the motorway, I just stick their foot down. You know, I've seen them doing 60 in a fog when you couldn't see 10 yards. You'd think they'd have more sense, wouldn't you?
It's my job to get on with people.
What?
He's talking to you.
Oh, yes. It's ridiculous.
It is. Bleeding ridiculous. What's the good of the police putting signs up if they take no notice?
She's getting up, the girl in blue. She's got to walk this way. Smile at her.
Don't be silly, there's no point.
That's what I say. What's the point of risking your neck just to save 10 minutes?
See, she smiled back.
Like I say to the missus, you're a long time dead.
She looks like... What did you say?
Well, I told the missus, you're a long time... Here. You all right, mate?
Yes. Sorry, I'm just tired, that's what. You were saying about the fog.
You ought to watch that, mate. It's dangerous.
Have a cup of coffee. That usually helps. You got far to go?
No, I'm fine.
It's easy to nod off on a motorway. They've got regulations for truck drivers. Not that they all stick to them. Yeah, I was reading the other day. There's a bloke in a Jag driven up from the south on his own. Middle of the night. Hit a bridge. Wallop. Nothing else on the road. They reckon he fell asleep.
Let's go.
Thought you liked it here.
I want to go.
What a way to go.
You can't. It's rude. I thought you got on with people. Talk to the man.
He was killed, was he?
I never knew what hit him. Well, I can't sit around chatting. I've got to get the show on the road. I'll see you.
Thank God for that.
The girl in the blue coat.
I don't want to talk about it.
You haven't finished your tea.
Do you want to stay here?
I don't mind. You go.
Where to?
Kirkbarton.
All right, then. I will. I'm going. I mean it this time. I mean it.
I knew you'd wait.
I needn't have.
Very convenient, these motorways. Very direct. Get you from A to B, no messing. You don't see much on the way, but sure as hell you know where you're going. Not much you can say that about. Except marriage, perhaps. Marriage is like that. Breakfast, dinner, tea, supper, weddings, christenings, and funerals, and there you are. Boring, isn't it?
What?
This road, very boring. No parking, no waiting, no learners, no turning back, straight and narrow and as boring as the truth.
Claptrap.
Do you really think so? Turn off at the next junction.
Why?
Just for the hell of it.
There's no point.
That's the point.
I thought you wanted to go to Kirkbarton.
Nothing to do with me. I'm not going anywhere. You can't have a diversion if you've nothing to be diverted from. Put your foot down.
No.
You afraid?
Of what?
A little diversion.
Of course not.
There's a turn-off in half a mile.
So what?
So take it.
Well, why should I?
Why don't you?
Well, where does it go to?
Anywhere you like.
You're crazy.
You don't trust me?
Why should I?
You've nobody else to trust.
That's true.
That's bloody true.
Where to now?
Left.
But that will take us back onto the motorway.
No, it won't. There's a side road.
Where?
Over there. It looks admirably suited to our purpose.
What purpose?
You know.
Where are you taking me?
Taking you? I'm not taking you anywhere. You're the one in the driving seat. I am merely the passenger. I have no control.
I think I've been here before.
You could lose yourself here. No one would ever know.
What should I do?
Stop the car.
Why?
You have to decide, one way or the other. Talk to me.
There is only one way.
I know.
I'm turning back.
It's too late.
No.
It can't go on, Derek.
How did you know my name?
Stop the car. I know all about you, Derek. Nothing has escaped my attention. You know who I am, don't you? You can't ignore me.
I've got nothing to say.
You've left your wife.
She doesn't know.
But it's true.
Yes, it's true.
It is a fact that has to be faced up to.
We didn't get on anymore.
And that's sufficient reason?
Oh, I know how it looks. People thought we were happy.
But there was no future in it.
We didn't think of the future. I didn't plan it. It was inevitable.
Fate.
Yes.
So terribly irresponsible.
Me?
Fate. He drew you together without a moment's thought as to how you might feel about it. The script was written. You had to say the lines. The audience was waiting. You were very convincing. You really got into the part.
Michael's going to Cambridge next year. King's. He's only 19.
We used to come up here as a lad. Do you remember? That summer on holiday at Auntie Jean's, we came up here to get away from it all. You were lonely even then. So young to be alone.
They'll be all right. They don't need me. I was just a pay packet.
What are you running away from this time?
Myself. That's what you expect me to say, isn't it?
Why should you say that?
That's what they always say.
In plays?
Yes, in plays.
You were the director?
I I've got nothing to be ashamed of.
You wouldn't be human if you had nothing to be ashamed of.
I've had enough. I'm going.
Where to?
I don't care.
You never did.
Oh, be quiet.
I want the truth.
I'm not listening.
You never did.
I didn't do anything.
Precisely.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's only a radio.
Switch it off.
No.
Please.
We have to listen to the final episode.
Amalgamated Alloys, Mr. Brownlow's office.
Could I speak to Mr. Brownlow, please?
I'm afraid Mr. Brownlow's in a meeting at the moment. Could I take a message?
This is Bromsgrove General. We have an emergency admission. A Miss Elsa Menzies.
Oh.
I believe she's a friend of Mr. Brownlow.
Yes. Oh, I see. When did it happen?
She was found this afternoon. An overdose.
Oh, how dreadful. Is she going to be all right?
If I could just speak to Mr. Brownlow.
Yes, of course. I'll speak to him. Could you hold the line?
Yes?
Mr. Brownlow, I'm sorry to bother
Jean,
you, but...
I did ask not to be interrupted. I wanted not to get...
Yes, I know, but...
Get Mr. Williams to deal with
it. I'm sorry, but it's the hospital. Elsa. Miss Menzies, she's...
Switch it off.
I think
damn
she's trying to...
Damn you.
You shouldn't have done that, Daring.
It wasn't my fault.
You can't get away from the fact.
Leave me alone.
You killed her.
No, she was...
unreasonable.
She didn't understand.
What, your position?
It wasn't my fault.
You were directing the play.
She was upset.
But you thought she was overacting.
I didn't want to hurt her.
But you were a married man.
I didn't want to hurt anybody.
You were managing the personnel.
I was doing my best.
All fine performance.
I didn't know this would happen.
It was in the script.
Did you understand? I loved her.
Then why?
Don't you understand?
Oh, yes, I understand. I warned you, but you didn't listen, don't you remember?
Who are you? I haven't done anything.
Maybe it's the way you didn't do it. Just act normal.
Good evening, sir.
What's the trouble, officer?
Is this your car, sir?
Yes, it is.
But basically it belongs to the company.
Please may I see your driving documents, sir?
You mean my license?
License, insurance certificate, MOT.
Well, I haven't got them. I mean, I haven't got them with me. They're in my other jacket.
Have you any means of identification? Banker's card? An account, maybe? Something with your name and address on?
Yes, a banker's card.
Derek Brownlow. That's you, is it?
Yes.
Could you tell me the number of this car, sir?
OEH-297T. What's the matter, officer? What's wrong?
You realize there is a 40-mile-per-hour speed restriction on this section of the road, sir?
Well, no, I didn't. I don't know this road.
That's no excuse, is it, sir?
Well, I didn't see any signs.
You've been drinking, sir?
No, of course not. Look, I probably was speeding, but, well, you're not going to book me, are you? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. There's nothing on the road.
No, I'm not going to book you this time, sir.
Thank you.
Just a caution.
Thank you.
What are you thanking him for?
I'm afraid I shall have to ask you to produce your driving documents within 14 days at a police station of your choice. Presumably that will be in Bromsgrove.
Kirkbarton. I'm going to Kirkbarton.
As you wish, sir. All right, Andy.
Waste of time.
No, wait. Let them go first.
Yes, sir. No, sir. 3 bags full, sir. They've got a bloody cheek.
You were speeding.
They should have better things to do.
They were bored, that's all. They needed a diversion.
I wish you'd shut up about bloody diversions.
Derek.
What?
Derek Brownlow. Director of plays and manager of the personnel. You did, didn't you?
What?
See the signs.
All right, I've had enough. Get out.
You didn't want to see.
I said get out.
I want to hear the truth.
Will you please get out of my car?
The company's car.
Are you going to get out of the car or not?
No.
I'll call...
Who? You'll call who? There is nobody, Derek. You're on your own now. They're all on my side. It's no good getting emotional. You've got to see reason. They don't like your little play. The whole audience is against you. Boo, boo. Get off the stage.
I don't care.
Oh, but you do care, Derek. You care desperately. You wanted to be the director, but you couldn't decide. You wanted to be the hero, but you had the wrong script. The audience don't like you. You can't act. You wouldn't act. You didn't act.
Leave me alone.
You drove too fast, Derek. You got into trouble. It was a dark road and dangerous. People could get killed. Are you the owner of this car? May I see your documents? Birth certificate, marriage certificate, but no death certificate. Are you aware that your conduct was out of order?
Your affairs are not wound up.
I haven't done anything.
You spineless liar. Drive, Derek, drive.
I was going to leave there.
It would have been unreasonable.
No.
Faster, Derek, faster.
I loved Elsa, but...
It was all an act.
No, it...
Faster, Derek, don't look at the road.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There's only one way now, Derek.
I loved her.
You had your chance, Derek. What more do you want? What more do you want? What more do you want?
I do believe you were really hurt. Your leg is at a very peculiar angle.
I can't move.
Well, it seems there is nothing more to do.
Oh, I'm all wet.
It's blood, Derek. It's only blood.
Oh, God. You've got to help me.
Derek, just before you go...
Yes,
but before you go, I would like to hear the truth.
Don't you care?
Of course I care, Derek. I care desperately. I'm dreadfully upset, but there is nothing I can do. It's no good getting emotional about this. We have to be reasonable. I wasn't driving the car, was I? It was your fault. I didn't do anything.
You made me.
I made you. Now, that is very interesting. I made you. Do you know who I am? You want to know who I am? Well, I'll tell you, then I must go.
No, don't leave me.
I'm afraid I must. But first, allow me to introduce myself. I am your friend and counselor, the voice in the night, the unwelcome traveler. Brownlow's the name, Derek Brownlow.
In Chicken on the Road by Bob Wilson, the driver was played by Kenneth Moore and the youth by Michael Kitchen. The girlfriend was Amanda Murray, the secretary Alex Marshall, the lorry driver Leonard Fenton, the garage man Martin Friend, and the policeman John Church. The play was directed by Peter King.